The announcement is that this Friday's full committee meeting has been moved up to Thursday, March 22nd at 8 a.m. The subcommittee will meet at 8:30 as scheduled.
Say that again.
Okay, the Friday's full committee meeting has been moved up to Thursday, March 22nd at 8 a.m.
Oh, okay.
So evidently, and then the subcommittees will meet at 8:30, they figure we must have a half hour's work. Is that correct? It's the way I read it, and there'll be no full committee on Friday.
Which is an in-district day.
I would take Friday off anyway, so.
Yeah, I think it's an in-district day for both chambers.
Oh, yeah. There's three of those coming up, April 8th and May 30th, I think.
They usually stagger them, so it doesn't look like we're all going at the same time.
Oh, is that what they do?
Well, I'm really pleased because somebody's scheduling a hearing in my district.
Well, I'm curious down.
No, this time I think we're all on the same page.
Okay, any questions about that? And Scott, Senator Dukes, you had a comment?
Oh, I have a question. We were talking about your webpage. Now, you have money in the current biennial budget for a webpage?
Chair Kleino, Senator Dukes, yes. That was part of the appropriation 2 years ago.
And will, do you expect to have that webpage completed by the end of this biennium?
Chair Kleino, Senator Dukes, yes, I do.
Oh, okay. And DAS is handling that, I understand?
Well, we're working with them so far, but based upon what I heard here today, I may try to explore some alternatives.
And I'm guessing your alternatives may be cheaper. It's the same $10,000. That must be standard. Although I think you're going to actually be going out to people, reaching out to people around the state, so that may be a little more complex than what the last folks wanted to do.
Representative Butler?
Madam Chair, in direct line with what Senator Dukes is saying, the $10,000 was for the establishment of the web page and the maintenance of that web page for the 24 months. And if we don't have the maintenance for 24 months, really it shouldn't be $10,000. So, I mean, at very best.
Theoretically.
At very best, you take out 23 months of maintenance if you're going to put it in June, so.
Good point.
And I'm just going to make a comment real quick. I would appreciate it if you would just send a letter around offering to the caucuses to come and explain the statement of economic interest and the anything else that the caucuses would like to know. I think it's to our detriment to not utilize your ability to help us help ourselves.
And those are public documents, Madam Chair. People pull those up and they look at them, and I think it's really to our advantage to be able to disclose the most. Again, sunshine seems to disinfect, and that's a pretty good idea.
Right, and you may say that I've asked the caucuses to look at this. I just think it's a good help for ourselves, and have Mr. Hearn come in and share.
Yeah, I'll be happy to.
Thank you very much. Any other questions? If not, let's see. We're going to have Sarah go ahead and give us her
two-second
overview. Okay.
Okay. Madam Chair, members of the committee, for the record, Sarah Gage, Budget and Management. Going through the standard presentation, we're going to even skip page two because you've seen those numbers before. Page three just talks about what the governor's recommended budget for the Government Standards and Practices Commission will do. It is a 2.5% decrease from the legislatively approved budget for 9901. It will continue agency operations at current service levels and shift $2,000 of Attorney General costs from general fund to other funds based on a higher other funds revenue forecast. Page four is the graph that shows the split between services and supplies and personal services. And once again, this is a small agency and heavily weighted towards personal services costs, and very little, only about a quarter of their budget is services and supplies. Page five walks you between the legislatively approved budget for 9901 and the current service level budget for the 2001-03 biennia. There was an emergency board action in February of 2000 to adjust for the salary pool. And I did mention that they did have one in January of 2001. However, that is not part of the approved budget. Those only go through April of 2000, so that is not reflected here. current service level budget adjustments, it was a net decrease of nearly $18,000. The largest part of that was a phase out of the one-time information technology package that was referred to a few minutes ago that related to the web page and getting new computers. And then about $1,500 reduction in total funds for inflation, and the main reason for that was a decrease in state government service charges. On page 6, the only policy package was an analyst added package, and that's a program reduction, and that accomplished the shift of attorney general expenditures from general fund to other fund. It was $2,000. There are no technical adjustments to this budget, and that is the end of my presentation.
Well, it wasn't too much longer than 2 seconds.
I tried.
Questions? Any questions? If not, I will close the public hearing and we'll go into a work session on this budget. Laurie, would you like to explain your handout?
Sure.
Thanks, Sarah.
You're welcome. Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee, you'll see a memo on your desk about the Government Standards and Practices Commission, LFO recommendations. Running through these pretty quickly. The first recommendation is to approve a revised current service level of $676,483 general fund and $7,662 in other funds. The revised amount includes these adjustments: an $899 decrease in general fund for reduced FERS rate, which is an adjustment that has been given across the board for state agencies; $1,422 general fund and $712 other fund decrease for reduced attorney general charges. I think this is a reduction you've seen before as well. A $75 decrease in general fund for reduced a Department of Administrative Service Human Resources Services Division assessment. A $56 decrease in general fund for reduced Secretary of State audit charges. And a $518 decrease in general fund due to lower long distance rates. Are there any questions about those adjustments? Everybody digest them.
The shift, the $2,000 shift from $7,662 to $9,662 in other funds is relative to the resource of the funds that are being, the revenues that are being received. Is that what that is?
Yes, yes, Representative Butler. That is not really a reduction, it's just a shift.
Right.
Those revenues that the commission gets for providing documents that agencies, they anticipate those being a little bit higher, so we're going to go ahead and use a little bit more of that money for expenditures.
Okay. Ready for a motion?
Any other questions on this budget?
Well, do you want to do these one at a time, or just you want me to go through and finish the whole spiel? What's your preference, Manager?
You're down to the 682,392, aren't you?
Well, I just talked about the adjustments under number one, but
okay.
I can go over
go ahead
the other one.
Okay.
Number two would be to approve the fund shift package that we had just discussed.
Mm-hmm.
Number three would be to approve LFO package number one, which is the 1% co-chair and specified estimates reduction for general fund, which would be in the amount of $1,753. Number four, to approve an amendment to the budget bill that would give the commission a total budget of $682,392, which amounts to $672,730 general fund and $9,662 other fund. And then move this bill to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
And you've gone all over these adjustments with the commission?
Not previously, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the legislative fiscal office recommendation of $682,392 with four full-time equivalency positions.
Mm-hmm. You've heard Representative Butler's motion. Any questions? Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so moved.
Madam Chair, I move that we move House Bill 5019 to the full Ways and Means of Due Pass recommendation as amended.
I heard Representative Butler's motion. Any discussion? Any corrections? Any further discussion? Any objection? If not, so moved. And carrier. This is the House bill. Representative Butler, would you like to carry this to the full and carry it in the House?
Yes.
And Senator Dukes, you've been here the whole session during the discussion. Would you mind carrying this to the Senate? So we have all of our carriers. Thank you for the good work of the committee this morning. Anything further before we adjourn? Thank you, Lori. And thank you, Mr. Hearn and Sarah and the director and chair. Appreciate all your testimony as well. Thank you. We are adjourned.
Any questions, sir?